We'll feed the chicks once we've collected the eggs, Phoebe, okay?
Yeah.
But careful. Make sure we shut the door behind you.
Okay.
What's happened here?
Are they dead?
Quick, Phoebe, you get out, darling. How was that?
Oh, a nice couple of calves, eh, Oliver?
Aren't they?
So, any problems?
No, none at all. They all popped out as nature intended.
Good. Well, they're easy carvers, Guernseys.
I had Joe in attendance all weekend. He makes a pretty good midwife.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't miss anything.
Yeah, well, he's putting so much into all this. I really do appreciate his commitment. Though I really don't want him overdoing it.
Well, in his mind, he's keeping things going in case Ed comes home.
Yeah, well, aren't we all? Anyway, fingers crossed for tomorrow morning.
Why?
We're putting the fresh carvers through the milking bale for the first time.
Oh, well, they won't like that.
Well, they better get used to it. If they don't, we're out of business before we even start.
Look, I'll see if I can pop over after me round, if you like.
No, don't worry. You'll be exhausted, won't you? We should be fine. Joe's coming at 6.
No, I don't mind. Well, you never know. We might need an extra pair of hands.
Well, the more the merrier, I suppose.
So, will I see you at the cricket later?
Oh, rather. Looking forward to it.
I know it's silly, but when I saw them dead on the floor like that, the first thing that came into my mind was bird flu.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But then I saw this thing scuttling away. It nearly gave me a heart attack.
And you're sure it had a black tip to its tail?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a stoat, then. They'll kill hens even when they can't drag them away.
Oh, it's a horrible thing. I felt sick cleaning up the carnage. And Phoebs was really upset.
Yeah, they're pretty fierce. They pounce on their prey and bite into the back of the neck.
Oh, nice. But how did it get in, Neil? I'm always so careful about shutting the door last thing. So's Phoebs.
Oh, right little Houdini is, believe me. They can wriggle in anywhere.
Oh, hi, Christopher.
Hi. See my boots there?
What, your cricket ones?
My work ones.
Oh, by the back door. Your mum tied it up.
Oh.
You're never going to work today.
Yeah, me and Ronnie have got calls all morning.
Oh, poor you, on a Sunday.
Tell me about it.
Plays havoc with his bell ringing.
Well, it's when most of our private owners are around.
Oh, of course.
And they're spread out all over the county as well.
Well, there would be horsey types.
I just hope we're back in time for the single wicket. I told Ronnie I can't be late.
No, there's no reserves this year.
I know.
And you can't have a knockout contest with odd numbers.
Well, I'll see you there. I'm helping put the teas out later in Clary's place. She don't feel up to it.
Oh no. Well, at least you can watch Roy.
No, he's duty manager today, so he's not entered.
Oh, bad luck.
Mm. Don't lie, Dad, you think it's brilliant.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. He's a really strong player. One less for you to worry about if you're going to defend your title.
Oh, yeah. You've got a lot at stake today, Neil.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
You two are never drawn against each other.
No way. I'm playing Robert Snell in the first round.
Oh.
I'll walk it.
I wouldn't be so cocky. Robert can adapt his delivery and surprise you.
He's a dead weight. Huh. He was rubbish last Sunday. We won in spite of him.
No, he wasn't on his best form then.
That's why Alistair put him in to bat as a tail-ender.
Is Emma in?
No, she's taken George out for a walk.
This early?
She's trying to keep herself busy.
Oh, so would I. I couldn't cope if Roy ever disappeared on me like that.
Well, I know it's sad for Clary and Eddie, but in the long run, I reckon Ed doing a runner was for the best.
That's because you hate him.
No, I don't. For Emma's sake, I mean.
Yeah, right.
Here we are. Come on through, Mads.
Oh. Hey, what about this?
What, do you like it?
It's dead on. But tasteful for you, Craigie.
Oh, you should have seen how we had it before. It was all silver, flowery wallpaper with a rock-hard foot on.
Sounds hideous.
Oh, my mistake. I'd seen Memoirs of a Geisha.
So, whose taste is this, then?
That's Adam's Aunt Lillian. You have to meet her. She's bonkers. Oh, Adam! Adam, we're home!
And is she responsible for your wolf-whistling gnome as well?
He liked you.
Not my type, I'm afraid. What's that out there? A swimming pool?
No, you weirdo, it's a hot tub.
Oh my God. You've come up in the world since Astley Road.
Well, I've tried to block out the trauma of that place. And I don't miss the commute in the filthy old Northern Line, I can tell you. Or the armpit line, as we used to call it.
It hasn't changed. There are still plenty of armpits in my face on the way to work.
Yeah, then home to the hovel.
Yeah, even the mice wouldn't stick around. Do you remember when you chased that one out of my room all around the flat?
It was living in that old sandwich you had under the bed. The one you forgot about for 6 months.
Yeah.
Top days.
For the mice. No, they were.
Oh, look, it's so great to have you here, Mads.
I've missed you.
Me too.
Well, hello.
Oh, Adam, here, meet Mads.
How do you do?
Adam, at last, hi. Here.
Oh.
You're not how I imagined you.
Better or worse?
No, your hair. It's a fantastic colour.
Oh.
Oh, what, didn't I tell you?
No, Craigie, you didn't. You've a beautiful cottage.
Thanks.
I can see you're a good influence on him. The place is so tidy.
Oh, this is all for your benefit.
Too right, won't last long.
Well, he'll soon revert to type. I was wondering where you'd got to.
Oh, our train was late.
Oh, yes, sorry.
You should have run.
But you were at work?
No, I came back early.
It's my fault, Adam. Once we get talking
to... It's fine. But I was hoping we could have had some food together before the cricket.
Oh.
I've got to leave now.
Oh, okay.
Remember, it starts at 2.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, well, just let me settle Mads in first and then we'll come along.
I hope you don't mind, Mads. The single wicket's quite an event in the cricket calendar.
No, you're all right.
Well, a warrant in advance would have to go.
Oh.
I don't mind.
Look, as long as you're sure, you've only just got away from one cricket bore.
It's okay. I want to fit in with you guys. And it'll be nothing like watching Dermot and his ultra-competitive mates.
Well, I'll be off then.
Okay. Oh, hi, Mads. You have to come through and admire the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Good luck, Adam.
Adam's going to see off Neil any minute, I reckon, the way he's bowling.
Yeah. Of course, this heavy weather's favouring his swerve.
Yeah, that and the new ball.
Yeah.
Well, Sam was whacking it some in the quarterfinals, wasn't he? Still, he was no match for Christopher.
Wow, David was handing them to him on a plate, all them short balls.
Oh, I'm just glad it can go ahead. There are only just enough people this year.
Yeah. Well, it's making it a short match. I was hoping Caroline might make it, but... we're already at the semis.
Well, Tom and Brenda couldn't play because they're at the Felbersham show with the Gourmet Grills van.
Ah.
And there's no Clary and Eddie, of course.
No, and I know Will's got George today.
Plus no Roy.
Oosh, hang on.
Oh, right, here we go.
Yeah, nice run-up, Adam. Ooh.
Oh, no, that's it. Called out. Oh, no.
So it's Christopher against Adam in the final.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Carly will be impressed.
Carly? Is she here?
Yeah. Why else do you think Christopher was showing off with all those warm-up exercises before he padded up?
Yeah, well, it did seem slightly excessive.
Arm circles, sit-ups. Made me tired just to watch him. Yeah, and he stinks of aftershave.
Oh.
He's almost flammable.
Where's she sitting?
A few rows back. Look.
Oh, yeah, right. Listen, I'll just go and say hello, if you'll excuse me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Here, Ailey. Look. Who's that woman all over Ian?
Very attractive, isn't she?
Do you reckon Adam knows?
I bet that's his friend from London. Oh. Roy said something about her coming.
Yeah. Oh, here he is.
Hello.
Never mind, mate.
Oh, fair play. I was outclassed. Well, that's my title gone.
Yeah, I thought we'd just lie low for the first few days and catch up.
Great.
And save some items for the end of the week.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, I'm working on Thursday.
Hi there.
Oh, Adam. Hello.
Well, you two were deep in conversation. Did you see any of it?
Well, yeah, off and on. How did you do?
Well, I'm through to the final.
Hey, well done.
Thanks. I even surprised myself with some of those balls. I'll be playing Christopher for the trophy.
Uh-huh.
Was that lightning?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I didn't see you at the start.
No, sorry. We missed the first round.
Yeah, Mads needed a shower.
Oh, I see.
I was so sticky.
Sorry, Adam.
No worries.
Whoa, that was impressive.
Oh, here comes the rain.
Oh, no. Bert won't let us go ahead in this.
Is there anywhere I can get something to eat, Ian? I'm starving.
Why didn't you say?
You know what I'm like. I forget I'm hungry.
Well, come on, we'll go home and I'll cook you something.
Well, why not come in the pavilion? I expect we'll have tea early now.
She needs a proper meal, not cakes. She's a nightmare when her blood sugar drops.
I am not.
Well, we'll make a dash to the car, Adam. What, you mean you didn't walk? Yeah, we were running late, remember? Come on, Mads, let's go.
Okay. Catch you later, Adam.
Catch you later, Adam.
So how can we stop the wretched stoat? It'll work its way through the whole flock at this rate. Mm. Well, now it's got a taste for chicken.
Well, I'm busy from tomorrow, hey, making at Brookfield. This shower will hold things up, I suppose.
Neil, dead hens mean lost profits. We've got to do something. Right, it's war. Mm.
Oh, I'll try and borrow some traps to put round the hen house.
Good.
But don't raise your hopes. They're a devil to catch.
Dad.
Hmm?
Please get on to Bert to let us play the final now.
In this? Don't be ridiculous, Christopher.
Please.
It might be only a passing shower.
Yeah, and then Bert will decide what to do. Oh, I need another cup of tea.
Great. Carly's mum's picking her up in a minute.
Oh.
She's got to go back and she'll miss the final.
Dear. But still, at least she saw you get this far.
Oh, I'd better go and say goodbye.
Hi, Ailey, love.
Oh, young love.
Hmm? Oh, Tom and Brenda have arrived back from the show.
Oh, so soon?
Yeah, they're getting a cup of tea.
Oh, they didn't have any more trouble with the van or anything?
No, it's all right. No, they sold out of food by 3:30 is all.
Oh.
With a dash back thinking they'd catch some of the competition.
Oh, it's a good job, really. The rain seems to have seen off most of the spectators.
Bye, Carly. I'll phone you.
Christopher?
Oh, hi, Adam.
Wonder if we'll get to play in all this.
I don't much care now. My girlfriend won't be here to watch.
Don't worry, mate. I know just how you feel.
Go on! Oh. Yes, stubborn girl, is she?
Wait, say that again.
Oh, you need a hand?
Ah, Mike.
Finish me round early.
Well, I wouldn't say no. Come this end with me, if you don't mind.
Nah, not at all.
Yeah, better cover you don't fancy the bale.
So I see.
So you and me push.
All right.
Stay that side, Joe.
Nah, right, you in.
Ready, Mike?
Yep.
Right, 1, 2, 3, and four! Good. She's not at all happy about going in.
Nope.
All right now, Buttercup. All right, darling. All right, let's give it a minute. I don't want to get any stressed.
If you can get her milk once, she'll soon get used to it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, it ain't like a big parlour, this, with plenty of room. It's a confined space.
You all right, Joe? Not too tired?
Oh, no. Don't you worry about me.
Right, well, ready for another go?
Yep, ready.
No, wait. Look. Go on. Now, we've coaxed and we've pushed. Mm-hmm. And I reckon now we should try a strap to pull her in, eh? Round her back in.
You think so?
Oh, it's worth a try. Worked plenty of times in the past.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
I'll make a cup of tea.
Oh.
Want one?
All right.
Kettle's still warm from Joe getting up. That must have been 5:30.
Huh.
Where'd you get to last night?
I was late in. I slept in Edward's room.
I see.
Come on now. Come on, nearly there.
Yeah. In you go, girl.
Yeah. Oh, she's coming.
I reckon.
Nearly.
Yes!
At last.
There, good girl.
Get the gate, Joe, before she changes her mind.
Right, you're
Well, that took some doing.
Ah, well, well done all. Good job you came along, Mike. We were struggling a bit there.
So, how many have you gone through so far?
Well, she's only the second.
Five more to go.
Right, well, I'll stick around then.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. Right, let's get cracking.
Please, will you get the milk out of the fridge?
All right.
I hope Joe managed something to eat before he left for Grange Farm this morning.
It's his own fault if he didn't.
All right, pass it.
Yeah.
Ta. You hungry?
Not yet.
Me neither. You're up early, 6 o'clock.
So are you.
Yeah, well, couldn't get back to sleep. It's funny when you're used to someone else there with you in the bed.
I told you I was back late.
So is you in the bull again?
Does it matter?
I'm you asking. Where's your tea?
Right.
Where was you then if you weren't down the bull?
I never said I wasn't.
So you was?
Oh, what is this? 20 questions.
I just wondered.
Was it there, right?
Oh, why are you being so difficult?
But why can't you leave me alone?
I'm just asking.
So you keep saying.
Oh. It ain't a crime yet asking your husband where he's been.
All right, I'll tell you, woman. With Baggy.
Oh, so it weren't the bull, but the dragon, eh? Yeah, that's where he hangs out, isn't it? Out boozing with your mates.
Oh, give over, will you?
All on my own.
You were with Dad.
No wonder you couldn't find your own bed last night.
Yeah, well, maybe I didn't want to. And I wasn't drinking, if you must know. I was seeing if you'd heard anything about Edward, all right?
Baggy, don't be ridiculous.
I'm doing my best. Oh, but there's no pleasing you, is there? I'm going back to bed. All right, Joe, in you go.
Oh,
oh, hello.
Morning, missus.
Have you finished milking them all, then?
Oh, we have.
At last.
What? I've invited Joe in for a spot of breakfast. I hope that's all right.
Yes, yes, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you'll have to excuse my dressing gown, Joe.
Oh. Is that what they call a kimono?
Kimono.
Ah. Yeah, well, that's the one you do. Don't big sneeze get in the way when you wash up.
Come on, sit yourself down, Joe.
Oh, ta.
Come here.
Yeah. Oh, right. Ta.
Well, look what we've got here, darling. Our own fresh Guernsey milk, straight from the cow.
Oh, how exciting.
I thought we might christen our cereal with it. First lot, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely idea.
Yeah, it won't taste better.
Oh, well, Mike popped up from nowhere and gave us a hand.
Oh, is he coming in?
No, he's gone straight up to Millennium Wood.
Oh,
yeah, he's got some cutting back to do. He'll be exhausted by lunchtime.
Good job he helped us. We were struggling there, you know.
Well, go on then. Let's try some of this milk, eh?
Yeah.
Will you have some cereal, Joe?
Well, what is it?
Muesli.
No, it gets under my plate.
Well, we've got cornflakes, if you prefer that.
Ah, that's fine, yeah, it's all right, yeah.
It's in the plastic box, Oliver.
Oh, I know.
Now then, the milk.
Yeah. Will you look at that, eh?
Pours beautifully.
Yeah, that's all the fat in it.
Can you pour mine? I'll get Joe a bowl.
Yes, of course.
Oh, you must be starving, Joe. I know I am.
Yeah, well, I didn't have time for nothing before I left the house.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You were here dead on six.
Oh, well, I said I would be.
Right, shall I serve you, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is quite a moment, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a long while since I sat down in this kitchen to drink fresh milk.
Oh, of course, yeah.
There, that's enough.
Oh,
right.
Well, this is like tasting the first Beaujolais Nouveau.
More like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, isn't it? Who's been eating my muesli, eh?
Yeah, come on then, get stuck in. Oh, it tastes delicious.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Takes me right back.
Oh, it's so rich. You'll have to take some home with you, Joe, at your own risk, mind.
Risk? Rubbish. It's pure the way nature delivers it.
Couldn't sell it like this, though. Raw.
Bah.
Yeah, well, I'll be phoning around the dairy companies today, see if I can find someone to take it, once we've got our licence.
Well, you won't have much luck. The small amount we're producing won't be worth them sending it to tanker.
Yeah, well, I've got to try.
All the more reason to get on with buying the processing equipment. Mm-hmm. And then you can bottle it, get it on the doorsteps yourselves.
Mm. Yeah, but I only meant in the short term, till we're set up.
Mm, so where are you planning to get this equipment from, then?
Well, I'll go online today and have a look. I meant to do it yesterday, but I got caught up at the single wicket, you know.
Oh, well, by the way, who won that, eh? I never heard.
Christopher Carter.
Well, I never.
Oliver saw him.
Yeah, well, he played brilliantly. Although his final with Adam was a bit of a lackluster affair.
Well, what about the rain, then?
Well, it was a long delay after the semis, but Bert eventually gave them the go-ahead.
I expect that's what put them off their stride.
Yeah, the pitch was a glue pot.
He's a credit to his parents, that boy.
He's 18 next week, can you believe it? Mm-hmm.
His whole life before him. And the way he's sticking to his farrier apprenticeship. Huh? Well, he'll have something to show for it in the end.
Yes, he'll be fully trained in 3 years, Neil told me.
Mm. Wish our Edward could see things through like that.
Eat up, Joe.
Ah. Well, we've all noticed an improvement in Christopher's play. All that work's really building up his strength. I mean, he was in excellent form.
Of course he was. Carly was watching him, wasn't she?
Hello?
Oh.
Clary? Oh, I thought it was you.
Oh, Mike.
Ah, usually just have the birds for company this time in the morning. Never see you this neck of the woods, so to speak.
No.
You got the day off or something?
No. No, I'll be on my way in a minute. Can't let Pat down. I've already had so much time off.
Do you mind if I...
Oh, no, of course.
Ah. You hear that? It's a black cap. You've been serenading me while I work. Is everything all right?
I had to get out of the house.
Yeah, I know that one.
The atmosphere's terrible.
Oh dear.
He can't even bear to sleep in the same room as me now. It's like we're strangers, me and Eddie.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, you probably don't want to know.
No, that's all right.
People must be sick of me going on. I don't want him sleeping in Edward's room. We've got to keep it ready in case he comes home. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but...
No. Oh, I understand. I think I'd feel the same.
This being in limbo, not knowing one way or the other, it's like a bereavement. Only when someone dies, at least there's a body and a grave to visit. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
No. Don't you worry, you. Go on.
It hurts so much to think he don't want to be found, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where to turn. Eddie don't want to know. He's just so angry all the time. And he feels guilty, though he won't admit it. So he should, the way he treated Edward.
Well, no one knew this would happen.
I'm just sick of pretending everything's fine between us. I mean, I can't burden Joe. He's upset enough. Pat's already put up with so much.
Well, she wouldn't mind.
No, I know, but... Wow. It's difficult at work, isn't it? And I can't really talk to Susan, neither. Because I'm so angry with Emma, you see. I'm frightened it'll all come out, and that'll be that. Another friendship gone. Oh, I do wish Betty was here. She was such an amazing friend to me.
Yeah, I know.
She was so kind and so unselfish. I miss her so much.
Hey, come here, Clary. Come on, love.
I wish she was still alive, Mike. I want her back.
Yeah, me and all, love. Me and all.
Oh, we've got a full day today.
Uh-huh.
Big group are booking in this morning. Retired archaeologists. Mm. Some of them as ancient as their finds. And we've a one-day conference as well. Be bedlam by lunchtime. No Ian.
Well, I'm sure you'll cope.
Mm. More coffee?
Yes, please.
Pass you come.
Oh, yeah. The cows went half as suspicious this morning about the bale.
Oh, good.
Ah.
Why didn't you invite Joe in?
Oh, he needed to go up to the field to see Barbarella. You know, I do worry it's all too much for him.
Yeah.
But he's so keen.
Well, that's what's keeping him going. With Ed and everything.
Yeah, but I've said tomorrow Mike and I'll manage without him.
Good.
Yeah. Well, there's no turning back on the project now.
Well, no.
Mike and Joe are relying on it. Well, and the calves are getting the hang of the bucket as well.
Good. Oh, they are beautiful, Guernseys.
Oh, aren't they? I have to think about selling off the beef cattle soon.
Mm.
There's only so much I can be involved in at once.
Yes, of course. You don't want to overstretch yourself. Especially with no Ed.
No. Well, I hope he sees sense. Comes back.
Who knows?
Pass that piece of toast.
Which one?
The crust. Cheers, thanks. But you know, even without him, I feel confident about the venture now, with Joe and Mike behind me. Well, for now, at least.
Well, you've done your market research.
Well, Mike has. Mm. It's made me think about the future, though. The practicalities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with all the assets we've got between us, we're pretty vulnerable if we don't tie the knot soon. Well, the logical thing would be for us to get married.
Married?
Hmm. Can you pass the marmalade?
What?
The marmalade.
Here.
Thanks. We're running the risk of being stung pretty hard by the taxman at the moment.
I see.
So it's probably wise not to hang about. I thought perhaps we could use Grey Gables. I mean, it's the obvious place.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I must remember to make an appointment with the environmental health officer today. I'll need his advice before I can press ahead with the dairy. So, what do you think?
About the environmental health officer?
No! About me making an honest woman of you at last.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Good. Well, it makes sense for us, doesn't it?
Oh, Ian, I'm stuffed. It's years since I had an Ulster fry.
No, you're too thin.
I wouldn't be if I lived with you again. Lucky old Adam.
No, well, he doesn't have time for me breakfast. He's out of the house at the crack of dawn.
You always looked after me. Especially when I'd been out in the sauce.
You were so bad.
How did we lose touch? I'm such an idiot.
Well, you know, I was immersed in work. Climbing the greasy spoon.
No, it was my fault. I should never have let Dermot come between us. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, forget it. You know, it's not like we totally lost contact or anything, and, well, now it feels like we saw each other all the time.
It does. And I love it. I'm having such a good time.
Me too.
Dermot just couldn't get his head round you and me. He was so damn possessive. I hate him.
No, and don't look back in anger. I heard you say...
We played that song all the time in that flat.
Yeah. What does they say? The soundtrack to their lives.
He wanted me all to himself.
Oh, come on. Now you were in love.
I couldn't see at the time he was squeezing out all my friends.
Me, you mean?
He was jealous of us. He didn't know what to make of you at all.
Yeah, well, I didn't fit the stereotype.
No, and it confused him.
Oh, well, look, it's all water under the bridge now.
He's a classic alpha male. There was no give and take in the end. I had to walk away. It's the feeling of failure that haunts me, Ian. They say it runs in families, and it's true. Like, I was devastated when Mum and Dad got divorced.
Well, you know, at least you and Dermot don't have kids.
No.
Oh, look, come on, now. Come on, you go and get yourself dressed. It's a beautiful day out there.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we might have a stroll in the country park this morning, then wander down to the local for lunch.
Oh, sounds like this.
You can meet Sid, our local homophobe.
And 50 pence change. Who is that, love?
That was Kirsty. She ain't coming in tonight. She's starting to cold.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow, we should be okay with Fallon.
I wish Clary had come back soon. Although she wouldn't have her mind on the job.
Oh, have some sympathy, Sid.
Well, I wouldn't waste my tears on Ed.
You would if it were Jamie. And the brandy optic's empty.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the important thing is not to let Lillian get wind we're short-staffed.
No. Don't want to encourage her behind the bar. Not after last time.
Trouble is, she got a taste for it. She were enjoying herself too much.
Hey, Mum, guess what?
Hello, love.
Have you come to give us an hand?
No, I'm going to Borchester.
Oh.
Listen, Dad's just rung.
Wait, what's he want?
He's only buying me a van for my 21st.
A van?
Can you believe it?
Wow, lucky girl.
Oh, I can't
can't believe it. This is just the best. Oh, can I borrow your car, Mum?
Yeah, of course. Keys are in my bag.
Cheers. Won't need it for much longer, though. No. See you later.
Bye.
A van, eh?
Oh, that's typical Wayne. No consultation with me. Just goes ahead and does it.
Well, is that a problem?
Oh, he never changes. He loves the big gesture, but he never thinks it through.
I don't see why you're so upset.
Oh, what do you think? The insurance.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It'll cost a fortune for someone Fallon's age. It's just impractical.
No.
I mean, it's fine when she drives my car on my insurance, but she ain't exactly coining it at the moment. Oh, you just don't think.
Ed? Ed! Ed, wait! Wait!
I agree he should have consulted you, love, but you must admit it's a cracking present.
But only if she can afford to get it on the road.
And look how excited she was. She hasn't looked that happy in ages.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mean to put a damper on it.
It'll be so useful. She'll be safe coming home after a gig.
I suppose.
Will you have?
No, don't be silly. I get these.
She won't be borrowing your car at the last minute, like today.
Oh, well, there's that.
Ian, morning.
Sid, Jolene.
Oh, hello. We haven't seen you in here before.
Oh, sorry, this is my friend, Mads.
Mads?
Madeline.
Oh, that's pretty.
How do you do?
Hello.
Yeah, she's staying the week.
Oh, very nice.
It is. I'm being very well looked after.
From the same part of the world as Ian.
Oh, yeah, roughly. I mean, we met when I was at Cook School and Mads was at Queen's, and then we shared a flat in London.
Queen's?
University. Belfast?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, you're there on University Challenge sometimes, aren't they? What's that funny one, the one that doesn't sound like how it's spelt?
Well, you've lost me.
Keys, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, Keys College, Cambridge. And Magdalen, that's the other one. I mean, why don't they say Magdalen?
Ignore me, husband. What would you like to drink?
A G&T, please. Ian?
Oh, a pint, please.
Yeah, I'll do these. Yeah. Ice and a slice?
Yes, please. And have you got a menu?
Oh, here you go.
Thanks.
There's a few specials on the board, no?
Are you coming in for the match later on? We've got the big screen.
Well,
I told you, Ian, I don't mind.
Now there's a loyal friend.
Well, it's one up from cricket.
So, who do you fancy, Ian? In the footy, I mean.
Mum!
Fallon? What's the matter? Come on. We could get some peace up here. Oh, what's wrong, my darling?
I think I saw Ed in Borchester.
What?
I parked where I always do, you know, Tilbury Street.
Oh, Fallon, I told you, it's rough down there.
I know, but it's free. I shut the car door, I looked up and there was this guy way down the road.
And you think it were Ed?
He had the same jacket he wears, you know, that light one. So I called his name, but he didn't look back.
Oh, well... Well, you do look back if it's your name, love. It's like instinctive.
Well, whatever, I ran up the street, but by the time I'd reached the corner, I'd lost him.
Oh, Fallon. Are you sure it were him?
Yes, yes. I think so.
No, I mean really sure. Hand on heart sure.
Well, I only saw him from the back and he was quite far away.
You don't think you just, well, really wanted it to be him?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I'm confused now. Don't you want him found?
Oh, of course I do, love. But unless you're really certain, I don't know where we can take this. We don't want to go raising Clary's hopes.
No. Oh, it's really shaken me up.
I can see that.
It's just, I'm always looking out for him. Everywhere I go, I want to see him so much.
Of course you do.
He's my best mate.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm so worried for him, Mum. Oh. And he's going to miss my 21st. He never misses my birthday.
I know, darling.
I can't believe I might never see him again.
I know it's hard for you. But he's an adult, and for whatever reason... He felt he needed out.
But why couldn't he talk to me? I could have helped.
If he could have, don't you think he would?
You're one of the first people he turned to. There's a lot of people who care about him, and he knows he's let you all down.
Oh, dear. He must feel terrible.
Yeah. But he's over 21, and no one made him go. Oh, God knows how I'd cope if it were you.
Well, I'd never put you through that, Mum, never.
Oh, good. Oh, you make sure you don't.
Poor Ed.
Look, he'll come back when he's ready.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. Have some faith in him.
Not in time for my birthday, though.
Oh, maybe not. Hey, but you know what?
What?
You're going to have a brilliant day anyway.
Am I?
Yeah, of course you are. You'll have your van, won't you?
Yeah. That's so great of Dad.
Yeah. And you'll be able to drive it when you get it and all. Because me and Sid are going to pay for the insurance.
Really?
No. Of course. There's no point in having a great set of wheels if you can't drive them, eh?
No.
Everything all right here, madam?
Lovely. Thank you, dear.
Caroline?
Oliver, what on earth are you...
I've got all the stuff together we need.
What stuff? Oh, come over here. Excuse me a moment. What stuff? What are you talking about?
Our passports. And they asked for a utility bill, but it took me a while to find one.
Oliver, you've lost me.
To register notice of our marriage.
Oh.
Come on, Caroline, we need to go into Borchester now.
Can't.
We need to give them a minimum of 15 days' notice. Then we can get married the week after next. And not a moment too soon.
Well, why?
We're already playing a risky game if one of us snuffs it. Come on. You're the boss. You can get away, can't you?
Okay, Bert, I'll see you later. Come on, you lot. Up you go. Can you get that side, love?
Right.
Thanks.
It's good of Tom to ask us to join him. The Royal's such a good market for us.
Yeah, yeah. I hope I shift all the beef packs.
You're joking, aren't you? People fall on the fine food stand like locusts. You're bound to do well.
Oh, I suppose.
I thought I'd make a start on the promotional blurb today. Select some photos from the ones you took.
Oh, good.
Look, there's Josh waving you off.
Yeah. Bye! Oh, I hope he feels better soon. It's not like him.
No, he hates being ill. Is that Oliver?
Oh, yeah. I wonder what he wants. Anyway, love, listen, I'll be home around 2, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll take over from Bert. We should finish shifting the bales by Thursday night.
And that'll be here making over for another year.
Yeah, I know. Comes around so quickly, isn't it? It was dodgy, that flash shower on Sunday.
Yeah, but you caught up.
Luckily. Hi there, Oliver.
Morning.
Hi.
Off to the abattoir with these.
That's it. Two of them are our usual orders and one's for the Royal.
Oh, yes, you're game this year. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't hold you up, but I'd just like your opinion on this, if you've time.
Uh-huh. What is it?
It's a printout of the processing equipment I'm interested in buying.
All right, so look.
Well, there's a pasteuriser, separator and a milk tank.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think?
Yeah, looks okay. Nice, compact little tank.
Well, it's plenty big enough for what we need.
Yeah, sure.
I heard a couple of your Guernseys calved over the weekend.
Yes.
So have you started milking yet?
On Monday.
And how did it go?
Well, they didn't like the portable bale at first, but they're getting more used to it every day.
Good.
So, what about the price, David? Down here, look.
What, second hand?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? That's all right.
Good. I'll go ahead and order it then.
Big step.
Well, there's no going back. And, well, it's not the only big step I'm taking either.
Oh?
Caroline's agreed to marry me.
Hey, well done!
That's fantastic news! Come here.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
When did this happen?
Well, I suggested it yesterday and got a favourable response.
Right, you're made for each other.
Well, I hope you're both calm.
Oh, of course, absolutely, if we can.
When is it?
2 weeks tomorrow.
You don't hang around, do you?
Well, I can't wait.
Hey, such enthusiasm. I bet you swept her off her feet.
Well, I didn't want her to change her mind. To be honest, I really can't believe my luck.
Oh, Carol!
Caroline. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You must be so excited. I want all the details.
Well, the date set for 2 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, that soon?
Yep. Oliver thinks it's best we don't lose a single minute.
No.
And he'll be closely monitoring our health every day up to then.
Why?
In case one of us snuffs it.
Oh, I see. Inheritance tax.
The cornerstone of many a happy union.
Well, it does make sense.
That's what he said. In fact, those were his very words.
Oh, so come on. How did he propose?
Well, that was it. He said it'd make sense if we were married.
Well, then what?
Could I pass the marmalade?
You're joking.
As proposals go, it was right up there with Lizzie Bennet and Mr. Collins. He made it sound like a business opportunity.
Oh.
I mean, I know we're not in the first flush of romance or anything, but it'd be nice to think we were getting married for love.
Oh, Caroline, he does love you. Anyone can see that.
Well, it would have been nice if he'd said it somewhere after the grapefruit and before the toast.
Oh, dear.
There was no fairy tale. No passion.
Well, it's very hard to summon up fairy tale over breakfast. No. It's not the optimum time.
Then he should have waited until supper.
Yeah, but what about the lead-up? It can't have come from nowhere.
Oh, can't it? One minute he was telling me how confident he felt about the milk round. The next he had us up the aisle. It was the verbal equivalent of a handbrake turn.
Does he know how you feel?
No. He's not very good at reading between the lines.
What? Women are from Venus?
Oh, exactly. Oh, I know I'm being pathetic, but I wanted to be swept off my feet.
Oh, of course.
I suppose I better just get over it, though. I've got a wedding to plan.
Well, I presume you'll use Grey Gables.
Why?
Well, it's the obvious place.
Now, you see there again. That's just what he said.
Sorry?
As though it was just a convenience. And it's free, of course.
Oh, Oliver's not mean like that.
He spent a fortune on this dairy enterprise, Shula. It's probably in the back of his mind.
No. Oh, no. Now you're just being cynical.
I am. And I do want to get married.
Well, there you are, then.
It's just not quite the way I envisaged it, that's all. Anyway, thanks for letting me bend your ear.
Any time. And it's great news.
Yeah. Oh, I better go. Jack and Peggy are hosting a so-called retirement party for Higgs.
Oh?
He's moving out of the hotel accommodation to a cottage in Loxley Barrett.
Well, why so-called?
Oh, because he's not actually hanging up his peak cap yet.
Huh?
Jack's asked him to carry on chauffeuring.
Oh.
He's the only one who drives the Bentley now. And they've been together 30 years. They can't face life apart.
Now, that's what I call a successful marriage.
Yes, they both know their place. Look, I'll see myself out.
Yes, OK. Bye. Oh, come on. Ah, Oliver, good. Are you at home in the next half hour? So, you see, she was rather underwhelmed.
Oh, no.
A proposal's the sort of thing you want to look back on in life, and if it's, well, a disappointment...
That bad, eh?
Well, yes, frankly.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind me saying...
No, no, not at all. I'm grateful. Oh, I've been an absolute chump.
It's only because I care about you both.
Yeah, I know, I know. Thank you, Sheila.
You want to get off on the right foot. And it's not too late to redeem the situation, if you're quick.
No? Well, you just said she'll look back and remember it was a disappointment.
Well, do it again. Properly. Only this time, make it really special.
So it'll eclipse the marmalade fiasco?
Exactly.
I just got caught up with the logic of it all. I love her so much, I just forgot to tell her.
Now, that's more like it. And it's for your benefit as well. You want to look back on it with a warm glow, don't you? Not a...
Cold shiver? Well, she's working late tonight, so I've plenty of time to arrange something.
I'm sure you'll make a success of it.
I hope so.
Oh, Oliver, don't...
What?
Well, we'll keep this conversation between ourselves, shall we?
Oh, I think so. Wish me luck.
Oh, Monty, move!
What do you think, Mum?
Hey, Josh, that's really good. Your dad'll love it. I really like the colours of the father's dear bit.
Yeah.
Let's leave it to dry, shall we?
Okay.
That's good too, Ben. You seem much better now, Pet.
Yeah.
Got some colour in your cheeks anyway. Now, we need to decide which photo we want to blow up for the Royal. Which one do you like best?
Oh, Mum!
No, Monty, get off! Don't chew that!
Stupid animal.
Oh, that'll do him no good at all.
Get out! Go on!
Now there's a nice welcome.
Oh, Shula, come in.
What's the matter?
Monty's chewed Josh's Father's Day card.
Oh, I'll have to start again now.
We're doing them before David gets back. Go out and put him in his run, Josh. Go on.
Okay. He's naughty.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Oh, what a lovely picture. He hasn't forgiven him yet for what he did to his Game Boy.
Oh, yes, I heard. Well, here's the picnic stuff I promised you.
Oh, great. I'd have come to get it.
Oh, I was out anyway, on an errand of mercy at Grange Farm.
Mm.
Oh, it was nothing. This is what we're taking to Cornwall.
It's really nice.
Yeah, useful for camping.
Much posher than our old set. Be ideal for the party, thanks.
Good. Mum told me David's manning the barbecue.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's planned, but it'll be well charred, whatever it is.
Hello? I'm home. Oliver?
Oh, darling.
Oh, what a day.
Oh, heavy one.
Oh, feels like it.
Oh, poor you.
Thank goodness Ian's in tomorrow, if only for one day. His sous chef's coping all right, but it's not the same.
Caroline.
What?
Close your eyes.
What?
Just, please.
Why?
Close them.
All right.
Now give me your hand. And come with me.
Where are we going?
You'll see. Now, careful. Mind the step. That's
Oliver.
It. There.
Can I open my eyes yet?
I rather wish you would.
Oh.
Well?
Oh. Have you done all this yourself?
I have.
Oh, it's beautiful. These roses. There are dozens of them.
Do you like them?
Oh, Oliver. Of course. And all the fairy lights and lanterns. Oh, they look magical.
Well, that's what I hoped. Now, come sit down.
Oh, let me smell these first. Mmm.
Well, the honeysuckle smells amazing at this time of night as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Heavenly. Oh, it's a perfect evening.
Yes. Now, come on.
All right.
Now, I want to give you this.
Oliver.
Well, open it.
Silly. I'm shaking. You do it.
Sure?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
Shall I?
Mm-hmm.
It's set in Welsh gold.
Welsh?
It's pretty rare. But then so are you. I did take one of your rings from your dressing table for the size, I hope you don't mind.
It's absolutely beautiful. I don't know what to say.
Put it on.
All right. There. It's perfect.
Well, that's a relief. Ti amo, Carissima.
Oh, you've remembered some of our Italian.
Well, the most important words, yes. Marry me.
I thought we'd already agreed.
Oh, that was just practicalities yesterday, the rehearsal. This is the real thing. I'm nothing without you, Caroline.
I love you too, you know.
Yes. I want you to look back on tonight and have something special to remember for the rest of your life. Well?
I'm not going to change my mind, darling. Of course I'll marry you.
Boots.
Yeah, well, restrain yourself. You don't want to be taking loads of stuff back to London.
I'm just enjoying looking. Oh, there are those whistling gnomes.
Oh, yeah, that's Eddie still. You know, the guy whose son's gone missing?
Your cleaner's boyfriend?
Yeah. Poor Emma.
Can't we go off somewhere today?
Mads.
Let's drive to the Peak District. Get right away from here.
I'm working.
But you're the top banana.
Look, I can't, no. Oh. Look, my sous chef needs a day off, sorry, but you'll have to entertain yourself.
Okay.
Well, look, sure, drop me off and keep the car for the day.
All right.
Oh, here's her figure.
Whoa.
Morning, Alan.
Oh, hello there, Ian.
Yeah, just having a look round before we go to work.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here, this is Mads, my friend from London. I told you about her last week.
Oh, yes. Nice to meet you.
Hello. So, what did he say?
That you're his dearest friend.
Aww.
Well, she is. What, are you browsing?
No, I'm handing out these flyers about Ed.
Oh.
Well, different people come to this car boot every week, and I'm in town for my stint at the Elms today anyway, so...
That's the homeless shelter, Mads.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of the young men from the village went missing last month.
Oh, Ian told me. Can you spare some of those?
Yeah, I've loads.
I'll take some back with me.
Well, are you sure?
London's a big place.
You never know. It's worth a shot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No probs.
Look, I've got to have a word with Eddie, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Great to meet you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Whoa. He's quite cute for a vicar.
Oh, behave yourself.
What? Now I'm a single girl and all.
Come on. Have you finished looking round? Because I need to nip down to the farmer's market before work.
Oh, is there one today? Great.
Yeah, I want spuds and scallions. I thought I'd do champ and chops at the weekend.
Oh, loads of butter.
Of course. Well, you can't stay the weekend.
How can I resist now? But look, I don't want to overstay my welcome. I'll probably shoot off Monday.
Oh, come on. You can stay as long as you want.
Yeah, good choice, sir, the Venus de Milo. She enhances any garden.
Morning, Eddie.
Oh, hello.
I love all these England pennants around the stall.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll walk it tonight, but you never know.
No. Look, I've been giving out flyers about Ed. Still got plenty here. I could leave some with you if you like.
Hey, what's your problem?
Sorry?
Don't you reckon I'm doing enough?
Look, sorry, I didn't mean...
Look, what's that on the side of my van? Large as life.
Well, I can see you.
A photo of Ed. So don't be telling me I'm not doing my bit.
I didn't mean
Henry
that.
Rose, I'm busy, got work to do.
Eddie?
Yeah, go on, clear off. Yes, love?
Is this pudding list complete, Ian?
Let's see, Sussex pawn pudding and bavoir. Oh, no, I'm doing honeyed apple tart now, not apple and almond.
Oh, right. And what have you decided about the soft fruits?
I thought a berry meringue and a raspberry flanagan.
Okay, I'll take this and change it. Oh, it's great having you in today.
It's great being here, except I'll miss the game.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry, Adam's recording it.
Stefan's been coping very well, but he's ready for his day off.
Not too well, I hope.
Oh, don't worry.
How many covers are booked for lunch?
40 so far. It's our retired archaeologists.
Oh, yeah.
They're checking out after lunch.
Yep. Roy said there was an incident with one of them using the pool at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, she couldn't sleep. Fancied a dip.
Well, you don't miss a thing in this place, even when you've been off for a few days.
I know. It's impossible to keep a secret.
Oh, Linda's in a foul mood. Well, I gather Robert hasn't found a new job yet.
No. His name's with a recruitment consultancy, but it hasn't led to any interviews. Still, it's early days.
It's going to be hard at his age. IT's a young industry.
Mm. Oh, it's no good. I've got to tell someone or I'll burst.
What?
Oliver proposed to me last night, and I accepted.
Oh, Caroline, that's wonderful news.
Oh, thanks.
Well, hi.
Oh. I came home to find the entire terrace decked out with dozens of roses.
Oh, fantastic.
And he put fairy lights in amongst all the climbers on the trellis.
Oh, bless.
I know. And we had champagne, of course.
Well, so where's the ring?
Here.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Congratulations.
Oh, he's just so sweet. I can't believe I've ended up with such an old romantic.
He nearly bit my head off.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Alan.
No, don't apologise. I was just worried on his account, not mine.
I wish I could say so. I was surprised.
Well, I'm concerned about you all, Clary. It's bad enough what's happened with Ed, but it can take its toll on a family if you don't all pull together.
Yeah, I hoped we would. Eddie's going his own sweet way and I'm going mine.
Such a shame.
He's angry all the time.
Oh, Clary.
And he keeps doing daft things like going to Baggy for help.
Baggy?
Oh, they go back years. He snatched Foster's mate.
Oh.
You know, all that awful business with the meat.
Yes, right. Yeah.
What's Eddie thinking? Going out drinking, getting involved with that lot. But now I need him here. Oh, they've always been nothing but trouble.
I don't know. Maybe he thought they could help, you know. They might know something.
Well, it ain't no help to me, him going out on a limb like that.
So what would help?
If he'd sit down and talk to me. And calmly, for once. Not much to ask.
No.
He had never been able to talk through a problem. He'd always rather shout his way out of it. Afraid Edward's cut from the same cloth. I mean, he thinks the boy's cowardly for not facing up to things, but he's just the same. I know he's frustrated.
Well, he all must be.
I feel so stuck. Like we can't get on with our lives.
I'm sure.
But ain't no good us taking it out on each other.
No, that's what I...
Oh, it's you again.
Eddie.
Done the ferrets?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get on.
Oh.
No, that's all. I'll see myself out.
Oh, well, thanks for popping round.
Not any time, any time. I mean it. I'll see you, Eddie.
Not if I see him first.
He's concerned.
Boom.
You just won't let people help us, will you?
Not the likes of him, no.
So you'd rather go to Baggy?
I'm sick of people coming round like they're public property. We don't need them.
I do, Eddie. I need them. Because I ain't getting nothing from you.
So have you thought about witnesses yet?
Well, I want Shula and Oliver wants Brian.
All right.
Yeah. I had thought he might ask David.
Hi there.
Oh, Mads.
Hello there.
Good shift?
Well, a long one. Mads has come to pick me up.
Ah, that sofa looks tempting. Is the bar still serving?
Oh, yes. It's only 10:10.
Fancy a nightcap, Ian?
Oh, that sounds like a top idea.
I'll get them. Brandy?
Oh, that'll do me. Will you join us, Caroline?
Oh, no, thanks.
Excuse me, then.
So, who else is invited to the wedding?
Oliver's two daughters, of course.
What about your mother?
Two brandies, please.
Well, I'm not sure if she'll feel like coming out of the home. She's pretty frail now.
Oh, that's a pity. And you have two brothers?
And a sister. Tim's in Basra and Simon lives in France. My sister's on the south coast. I might coax her up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I hope Uncle Adrian will give me away, of course. And I'd like Will there.
And what about your kids?
Sorry? There are no secret love children stashed away that I know of.
No, your foster kids?
Oh, that's true. We could ask Carly. I'm sure she'd have some choice comments to make about the whole affair.
I'm so glad you're having it here.
Oh, so am I.
Here we are. Two brandies.
Well, that was quick.
I told him to keep the change.
Oh, great.
Well, I'd better get myself up out of this armchair. And I'll be here till morning.
One up, one down.
Don't stay up too late, you two.
Night, Caroline.
Night, Caroline.
Here. Well, here's to us.
Cheers. Oh, I need this.
Me too. So, did you go out somewhere?
No. I've had quite a difficult day, actually. I just sat around moping.
Well, that's no good.
Adam and I had a nice long chat, though, before he left to watch the football at the pub.
Oh, good.
I was asking him about his life, and he opened up a bit, you know. Told me all about his adventures in Africa.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, and the flighty tour guide in Kenya who broke his heart.
Oh, wow. He did have a deep and meaningful...
No, it was good. And how ready he was to settle down when he came back to England.
Well, that's where I came in.
All right, don't be smug. Though he did say some lovely things about you. I envy both of you.
So, on your difficult day?
Dermot.
I'm sorry I had to work.
It's okay. I just feel like I've wasted so much time on him.
Look, you've got to put it all down to experience. Now, Madge, you can't waste your life regretting it.
No, but I do. I thought he wanted the same thing as me.
What, did he not?
Up to a point, yes. We had a good life, busy, but good fun, you know. But I needed him to grow up for me, and he couldn't. He wasn't prepared to make the sacrifice.
What sacrifice? What do you mean?
I wanted a baby.
Oh, Mads.
But he was dead against it.
No.
He didn't want the competition. Looking back, it may have been the best thing. He'd have made a lousy parent. He was too immature.
So was that the reason behind the split?
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
I couldn't be with someone who never wanted to have kids with me. So I just left.
I should have been there for you.
Well, that was my fault. You see, that's what I mean about wasting time in him. These are precious years. So many of my mates at work are in the same boat. Early 30s, successful, but no sign of a settled home life and kids. I did love Dermot, but he couldn't grow with me, you know?
Well, that's difficult. I mean, if he didn't want that sort of life...
But your life doesn't have to be just about one thing. I mean, you're ambitious, Ian, but it doesn't get in the way. You're so balanced.
I don't know about that.
Not compared to the men I know in London. You've got a top job here, a partner who loves you, a great home life.
Well, I mean, apart from hardly ever seeing Adam, I do count my blessings.
And you're still so lovely and unspoiled.
Carry on.
I'm serious.
Well, I have a great family behind me. We keep our feet firmly on the ground.
And that's what I mean.
You know, my dad and my brothers, I might not see much of them, but, you know, we were always a pretty good team.
Well, that's what I want my baby to have. Emotional security. But if I hang round for so-called Mr. Right, it might never happen.
Oh, you don't know that.
I do. I'd want a father who cared and not someone like Dermot who didn't give a damn.
He was an idiot to give up the chance of having a family. You'll be a great mother someday. I know you will.
Ian. You know the real reason I've come up here?
No. Because I'm your best mate and you love me.
Exactly. And there's no better basis than love for bringing a child into the world.
True.
Dermot's off the scene, but I still want a baby more than ever. And I'd like you to be the father.
There. How are you getting on with that chicken?
Well, these scissors are doing the business.
Good. Oh, these limes smell delicious. Makes a nice change from lemon.
Mm. All right, that's it. Spine out.
Good. Now turn it over and press it down.
All right. Oh, it's very satisfying.
You're getting the hang of that.
Oh, I hope there'll be enough birds.
Well, we've got the burgers and the sausages and the vegetarian kebabs if anyone wants them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm relieved we finished getting the hay in last night. Didn't want it going into today.
What time did you finish?
About 9.
Well, not too bad then.
No.
Ah, Ruth, dear.
I just found this on the doorstep. Look, parcel delivery.
Oh, exciting.
You've got ever so many cards.
I know. Let's have those scissors.
No, love, I don't think you want these.
Chicken?
Hope you approve.
So this is the surprise.
Yep, spatchcock chicken marinated in lime and garlic. Here's this knife, it's clean.
Thanks.
Where are these lovely flowers from, by the way?
Oh, Sam gave her those.
Good taste.
Postmarks Prudder.
Uh-huh.
There's a spate of birthdays round this time. It's Usha's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then next week, Adam and Christopher.
And Fallon's 21 on Monday. Though a party's not till Thursday.
Sam said it's going to have a James Bond theme.
Oh, what a lovely necklace.
Hey.
Let's see. Oh, that's very trendy.
Yeah, the colour will go perfectly with the trousers and top you got me, David.
Yeah, well, Heather did ring and ask for suggestions.
Ah, goodness, fashion and cookery. I knew I did something right.
Yeah, so I brought you one over.
Oh, thanks. I love your homemade pastas.
Yeah, that's still warm.
Oh, great. I'll have it in a minute. This one's ready, Brian. Hey, what about England then? Did you hear?
Yeah, don't tell me anything. I want to watch it myself.
Ah.
Oh, thanks for this. Mads not with you? No. We thought we'd do our own thing today. She's taking herself off to Felpersham.
Oh, I see.
I hope I didn't wake you up last night.
No. What time did you get in anyway?
Around 12:30. We had a drink and got talking.
You old stop out. No wonder you were dead to the world when I left this morning.
Yeah.
Shame we'll miss the footy tonight. Still, Ruth's party should be fun.
And it's good of Brian to say he'll look after the students.
Yeah, yeah. Adam.
So, is Mads coming to the barbie as well?
No, I thought it'd be nice just the two of us for a change.
Ah, great. Won't she mind?
No, no, I think she'll be glad of a break. I mean, we haven't really seen that much of each other this week, have we?
It's only me. Off gallivanting the whole time. I miss you.
I know.
Oh, hey, Brian wants me. We'll catch up tonight. But look, I may be late, so I have to see you at Brookfield. I've got a lot to do here.
Oh, come on. Good. Now, stay where you put... Oh, damn!
Oh, you're right, Ruth. Hey, did that catch you?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, it's not very stable, is it?
Oh, David's effort.
Well, it's not going to hold the weight of the display board with those legs.
No.
It needs a batten at the back, I reckon, for support.
Yeah, it'll be a safety hazard at the shore like this.
Nice family photo, though.
I think so.
Tell you what, I'll take it away, see what I can do. What's the matter? Unless you think it'll hurt David's feelings.
Oh, go on then. He'll get over it.
Yeah, I'll soon fix it.
Is Kirsty coming tonight, by the way?
No, she's still not feeling too good.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, you're not at your best when you're full of cold, are you?
No. Yeah, that's what I told her.
Now, I think that's everything.
Right, you are. God, that's an industrial-sized dish of coleslaw.
You can start taking it out now. I think I saw Alan and Usha arrive. Now, remember what I said about the chicken, dear?
Yep, cook it thoroughly, no pink.
That's it.
You know, I feel quite nervous, especially with Ian coming.
No, you'll be fine. The thing is not to show off. Just concentrate on what you're doing.
This is gorgeous. David surpassed himself.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, you're going to tell me the real reason Mads isn't here?
What do you mean?
You and she had a row. Is that why you lured me over to the orchard?
Not a row, no.
Well, you spent the day apart, and she's not coming tonight, which, considering you've been stuck to each other like glue all week, is quite a surprise.
Well, she was just giving us some space, all right.
And I'm glad. But you're not really enjoying yourself, are you? What's happened?
Okay, well, last night in the bar.
Ah, the late night drinking session.
Yeah. Well, she got talking about Dermot.
Huh, for a change.
Yeah, she told me the real reason why they got divorced.
Don't tell me he was gay.
No.
He had a mistress.
No.
Secret love child, then?
Adam.
Sorry, go on.
The real reason why they got divorced was...
What are you two doing hiding over here?
Hi, Jill. Lovely party.
You enjoying yourselves?
Yeah. All this chicken's out of this world.
Oh, do go and tell David and put him out of his misery. He's feeling so insecure with you here.
Oh, I'm sure he's not really.
Don't bet on it. Really, would you mind?
Yeah, of course.
It's lovely to see the pair of you relaxing for a change.
Yeah. And not a threesome either. That's a bonus.
I'm sorry?
Ian's friend Mads. She's been staying with us all week.
Ah.
Our first proper house guest.
That can be a strain.
It would be, if they were ever at home.
Oh, has Ian been showing other sights?
Mm-hmm. He's taken time off work when he and I hardly even get to spend a whole weekend together.
You both work so hard. I love the smell of a barbecue. You know, I find it difficult to share Phil when Heather comes to Brookfield.
Really?
Once Ian's friend's gone home, things will soon get back to normal, you'll see.
Need a fill-up?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Sam.
There you are.
You doing the rounds?
Yeah.
Thanks for mending that stand, by the way.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah, really steady.
Good. Didn't take me long.
You can turn your hand to anything, you.
No job too small. You having a nice time?
Yeah.
It's been a really special day. And now all this?
Yeah, there's quite a lot turned out.
And the free food, yeah.
Rubbish. For you.
Thanks again for the flowers.
Yeah. Here, you scrub up well.
Effort was made.
Yeah, it shows. You look great.
David chose the outfit.
That's a pretty necklace and all.
I'm so sorry Kirsty couldn't make it.
No worries. We'll catch up soon enough.
I don't know how you cope in a professional kitchen. All that steam and stress.
You get used to it. Look, I'd better get
back. No wonder Gordon Ramsay F's and blinds all the time. Ah, now. This one is nearly done, didn't you say?
Yeah. You're doing great here, David. I might as well leave you to it.
Oh, Ian, look. I'm sorry, mate. I haven't actually had any chance to talk to Ruth.
Oh,
I couldn't hand over to the professional, could I, just for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks. I know it's a busman's holiday for you.
Ah, that's okay. You go on.
Thanks, mate. Here you go.
Can I have another burger?
Of course you can, Josh. Here, well, let's just give it a second to cool down first, eh, shall we?
Hello, you.
Hi, at last.
I'll just circulate with this.
Your hair smells of smoke.
Oh, no, it gets in your eyes as well. Hey, you look gorgeous tonight.
David.
I mean it. You look really stunning. Everyone's commenting.
God, no.
It's all right, isn't it?
It feels funny.
You're just not used to being the centre of attention.
And that's how I like it. Look, I can handle it for one night, I suppose.
Good. Because it's a special one.
So special, half the men have gone inside to watch the match. Kenton and Nigel have, and they've taken Ben with them.
Well, you can't start them too young.
Oh, no. Mum, Dad, Monty knocked my burger on the floor.
Don't pick it up. Leave it for Biff.
I don't know what he's doing running around loose anyway, Josh.
David.
What?
This could be our moment.
Eh?
To strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, yeah, right. Joshy?
What?
He's been a bit of a handful lately, hasn't he, Monty?
Yeah.
You don't think maybe it's time he went to live at Lower Loxley? You wouldn't be able to break any more of your toys if he was in the petting zoo.
Well, I suppose so. Okay.
What, just like that?
Don't let him change his mind. Right decision, Josh!
Honestly, Jill, I thought I'd never get away. She was picking my brains for ideas about the fates, as if I'd know.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, so, come on then. Why did Mads and Dermot get divorced? I'm all agog.
Oh, no, not now, Adam.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's too public.
There's no one around.
Oh, look, I'll tell you later.
What's the big secret?
There's no secret.
Well, it's obviously affected you. You've been funny all evening.
You know, I was trying to tell you before.
So tell me now.
Okay, she wanted a baby, all right, and he didn't.
Is that it?
Adam.
Sorry.
He was basically an immature idiot.
Yeah, so I gather.
Dead against it, and it broke her up. She was desperate. She still is.
For a baby?
Yeah. She's my best friend, right? I mean, we know each other inside out. We trust each other and care about each other.
Yeah, all right, all right.
She's worried it's never going to happen for her, Adam.
Look, I'm sorry for her, of course, but so what?
So, she asked me.
Asked you what?
To father a child.
What? You're not serious.
I am.
I don't believe it. The cheeky... Why do women like her think gay men will fall in line just because they're in a panic about their fertility? I'm sorry, Ian. I know she's your mate, but that's appalling. Is that why she's come to see you after all this time?
Yeah.
God, that is so manipulative. So how did she react when you told her to get lost?
I didn't. I think it's a fantastic idea.
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.